Riggy, it looked like we were going to get 3 points today. We battled hard. We probably deserved it. Overall, you might have taken a point before the game, but what do you make of it?
Yeah, good side, Bamber, aren't they? Especially away from home. I think their record's outstanding. One of the best in the league. But yeah, just disappointed. I think it's another 2 points dropped. Another really good performance. Really hard-working, honest performance from the players. And so close again yet so far. And yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm disappointed, but you know, we've got to take the positives from the game, and it's a point, and one game unbeaten, Nigel, we'll go into Tuesday and look to try and win that.
Yes, there's some good performances out there though. Rogan certainly puts himself about in the middle of the park. We like that. Ollie Snaith looks sharp as well up front.
Yeah, Rogan, I think, especially knowing the St Ives fans and knowing what sort of players they like, Rogan's definitely going to be a fan's favourite. He's just so honest, isn't he? So hard-working, so tenacious. He don't score many, but when he does, they're often worldies. And today, that was a great finish, and he deserved his man of the match performance. I thought he was really good. And you know, Ollie's been a long-term target. I tried to sign him in the summer, but couldn't tempt him away from Cambridge City. And I've been in constant contact with Robbie last couple of weeks, and trying to get it done and seeing if we could potentially get it done, and you know, it hasn't quite worked out for Ollie, and you know, I'm delighted to have him on board. I thought he was superb, deserved his goal, and he had that chance right at the, you know, 10 minutes to go, where look, he hasn't played a lot of minutes. I think he's only played 290 minutes all season, so he was probably a little bit leggy in during that period. And I think a fit Ollie, who's been playing games, goes on to score that and puts us 3-1 up and puts the game to bed. But look, there's a couple of, I'm just, you know, I'll tell you why I'm most disappointed, because when you're down there, you don't seem to get the rub of the green. Yeah. And on Tuesday night, we got robbed, in my opinion, by a refereeing decision that was the penalty and the sending off. And today, I think the game hinged on another poor refereeing decision. It was a stonewall penalty. The linesman says it's a penalty. The referee is the only person in the ground who doesn't think it is. It's a clear handball. His hand's above his head when he goes to slide. Yeah. It's in an unnatural position. It doesn't hit any other part of his body except his hand. It stops it from going into a danger area where we've got two players going to attack the ball. That's a penalty. And if we go and go 3-0 up, the game's dead and buried before half time. And that goes against us. And you know, you're left scratching your head that I get at this level that the referees are not perfect. And I don't expect him to be, but I do expect him to get the big decisions right. And he's got that wrong, and the decision Tuesday was wrong, which resulted in us losing the game, in my opinion. And it's stopped us from winning the game today. So, yeah, you know, that's frustrating. But look, it's another really good performance. I think we're starting to get our identity back. Yeah. We're still short on numbers, we're still short on fitness. I think that showed again in the last 20 minutes. We again got a little bit too deep. And when you are not the fittest team, you become physically tired, which means you become mentally tired. And again, maybe just a lack of concentration in our positioning when the ball comes into the box, worrying about the man on the outside rather than the man on the inside. He wins the first flick and he gets in and scores. And you know, late goals are killers. And from going to a game that we should have won, could have won, we end up getting a point. But let's be honest, the boy curls a shot with the last kick of the game that pings off the outside of the post. So it's a game that we actually could have lost. And you sort of, that's something that we need to address. Yeah. I need to help the squad out and maybe bring in a couple more players, because players that are returning from injury are having to do 90 minutes Tuesday, Saturday, and it's tough on them. Players that haven't played a lot of football, like Rogan and like Ollie, are coming in and expecting to get through 90s, and it's tough. And when that happens, you know, you're increasing your chances of picking up more injuries. So it's like a vicious little circle. And yeah, but look, I think a good point. I was impressed with our performance. I was impressed with the players' work rate, and we're moving in the right direction. Slowly but surely, look, you know, even in the defeats against Stratford, the defeat against Hitchin as well, I thought our performances were good. And we just have to remain positive, keep continuing to work hard, continue to put in performances like we have done in recent weeks. And I do genuinely believe that the results will come.
I think they will, mate. One more thing worthy of mention. Another man returned today.
Yeah.
We've missed him all season. Nice to see him back, Mr. Troops.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, like, What Tim does exceptionally well, better than most keepers, is the way that he sweeps up behind the back four. He's excellent off his line. And in times where you need him to come and command his 18-yard box, he comes and commands his 18-yard box. The amount of times he come out and caught things on the edge of his 18-yard box from wide free kicks and corners where they're sitting in and around the mix and they've got some big boys in their team, he comes out and he gets amongst it and he catches really well and kills the game and drops on it. And when you're winning, it just relieves that pressure. And look, I've made it clear that I always wanted Tim at the club. Obviously, his situation, he felt it was the right decision to move away. It hasn't gone the way that he'd hoped. And when it was apparent that he wanted to come back, it was something that we had to make sure that we do. You know, James done great for us and we appreciate his time with us. I think he's a top young goalkeeper with a bright future ahead of him. But we need some longevity, you know, we need some consistency and some continuity within the squad. Tim will give us that until the end of the season and beyond. So it was a no-brainer to get him back to the club.
Yep, well done, mate. Another tough game Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's if we'd held on for the win today, it would have been a free hit. But only getting a point, you know, it does, when you're down then you need to pick up points. It puts a little bit more emphasis on trying to get a positive result. But look, we go into every game and we prepare properly for every game. We go into every game believing we can win, and it was a very close fought encounter when we played him here, and we fell short on the day to four set plays, which we need to make sure doesn't happen again on Tuesday. But look, I'm confident with the group we've got and the way that we're playing and the work that the boys are putting in that we can go to Kettering Tuesday and that we can get a positive result. So that's what we'll be trying to do.
Well done, mate. Thanks very much.
Thank you.